After reading this gospel and reflecting on it this weekend, I came to a new understanding of why the back pews in the church fill up first. Everybody's just waiting for me to invite you to come to the front. In some sense, this beautiful biblical word of humility, in some sense, really kind of gives us an opportunity to see how we live out our lives. Maybe many times look to see what is the purpose of our own actions. You know, in some sense, as I kind of started, I really like this distinction between humility and pride. And I think it can be just kind of a very beautiful visual, in some sense, as we look at our own week, as we reflect our own day, as we look on our own journey of discipleship. Is this something that we are doing out of a place of humility and humbleness and wanting to be led? Or are we maybe being a disciple out of a sense of pridefulness, something that I want to call attention to myself, something that I want to do, something that I take up and look at me? So just a very, hopefully, simple and clear reflection, a sense of, are my actions throughout the week humble? For me, I really like this biblical word of humility, and I can say that in my own walk of discipleship, humility has just been a very helpful word. It has been a very helpful tool in my own life. Am I living for God, or am I, in some sense, living for myself? And something that I desire, and I try to really reflect on a lot, to see, what am I about? What am I living out of? Am I living out of God's love, or am I living out of what I have been able to accomplish, or what I want to do, or have done in my own life? And it's very helpful for me, desiring to die to myself and to live for the Lord, by being humble. And to be humble, I began to recognize there is kind of a new world or a new life there. That many times when we live out of pride or live out of our own self, our own self-worth, there is another kind of a visual or a purpose or reason for living. But if we desire to be humble, we desire to live in some sense seeing and looking through God's eyes, God's purpose and God's plan through us. So being able to die to self and be able to live for the Lord, especially with humility, many times too, it can challenge us, just as I can only imagine how it challenged those Pharisees in the gospel. And even too, I think with humility, I find sometimes it gives me an opportunity to really desire to listen to others. Sometimes I find in my own life that when people are speaking to me, I'm not even listening. I'm already coming up with an excuse, or I'm already coming up in my mind something to prove my point. And many times I don't fully sometimes listen to the concern or the place where the person is. I'm just preparing to justify my stance or what I have done, instead of truly desiring to listen. And I'm always curious in this gospel too, how many of those particular people that Jesus was speaking to, the Pharisees, were they allowed themselves to be challenged? Did they allow themselves to listen what Jesus was saying? To maybe see something from a different angle, from a different stance? Not just seeing it from their own stance, what they could get out of this, or by inviting friends who can pay them back, or that could help them move up the ladder. But were they truly able to listen to what Jesus was saying and really take to heart those particular words? I think for us, in desiring to live out this virtue of humility, are we able to listen to others? Are we able at times in our own life to see things through a different lens? Are we able in our own life to continue to reflect on, how am I living out a disciple? How am I dying to myself and my own pride and desiring to live for God and His plan for me throughout my life? I like in that first reading, very beautiful there, the book of Sirach, which we don't necessarily hear from too often, and it's what we call wisdom literature throughout the scripture. So the book of wisdom, Sirach, Ecclesiastes, there's a few other of the proverbs, kind of wisdom literature through scripture. And so it's some very helpful words here. And maybe just to touch on them just real quickly. But to recognize in life, things are sometimes simpler than we make them out to be. Sometimes we try to recreate our own way of solving problems or the own way of remedying particular things in our own life. It states there in the last couple of lines, water quenches a fire. Alms atone to sin. Maybe those are no-brainers. Yes, sure, of course, Father Will, water does put out a fire. But sometimes maybe particular anger, emotions, sin, sometimes we don't know how to deal with these particular things in our own life. But maybe really, with the simplicity of this particular phrase is, maybe by bringing my own fires, struggles, dying to self in a humble way, bringing these to God, speaking about them, sharing to them, quenches my anger or my fears, my anxiousness, my jealousy, my rivalry, my comparing or judging with other people. Simple way that water puts out a fire. Maybe the simple way of us in humility, bringing our own fires and struggles to the Lord, allowing Him to quench them, allowing Him to bring some peace and new understanding in them. And even how sins can be atoned through alms or through giving, maybe giving of time, giving of our talents and our treasures, but really truly our talents. God has given us beautiful talents, gifts. We all have gifts, gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts, particular things that we are good at. How do you use those? I hope many of you have jobs that you're able to use the gifts that God has given to you. I hope that you've come to recognize the gifts and talents that God has given to you. And you can find peace when you use them in your relationships with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, with other people. That you can see using gifts that God has given to us by giving of alms and of service and of care to others. Helps to wash away our own sins and our own faults. Pride many times pulls us into ourself. Humility brings us outside of ourselves. To live humbly in God's light, to live humbly in God's love. Which also means that we have to accept the realities of our own brokenness, accept the realities of the world that we live in. Another shooting is taking place in Midland and Odessa in our own state again yesterday. Maybe in the realities of the sadness of other traumatic moments, particular things that have happened that maybe we recognize we cannot control. But how are we called to respond? How are we called to continue to desire to love when we don't feel comfortable in loving? How can we use our gifts and our talents in these particular times? Maybe in your own marriages, in your own families, in your own workplace. What is God calling you to share and to give? May we desire to be humble people and humbly live in God's light and love. Other people will notice this when you live for the Lord and not for yourself. May our humility allow us to be a light and allow us to be more of God's disciples in the world.